Hey guys, just wanted to let you know that there may be some spoilers ahead in this episode, so please listen with caution. Hey, what's up, guys? It's your favorite dead duo, and today's Rewind is not dead.
Because today we're talking about Ratched.
Oh, I am so excited for this episode. We are adding another Ryan Murphy project to the show, and who doesn't love a good origin story?
I do love a good prequel. Ratched is a prequel to the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest character, Mildred Ratched.
That movie was so good, and the Louise Fletcher performance was amazing. This is a Ryan Murphy show, though, not One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and we do love Ryan Murphy.
Yeah, we do love Ryan Murphy, but this episode is not for Ryan Murphy for you. It's for Sarah Paulson.
Okay, you didn't need to expose me like that. Come on. I have been dying to do this episode, so let's just get going, because, like, it's amazing. But before we get started, we just wanted to tell you that we have a website now. Go visit us at thedeadrewindpodcast.weebly.com. That's at thedeadrewindpodcast.weebly.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram at thedeadrewindpodcast. Yeah. We post weekly updates with what episodes we're going to do, and we would just love to hear from you guys.
Yeah. We also have a new way to interact with you guys. Once you are done listening to our episode, head over to Spotify if you are not already there, and answer the question found at the bottom of the episode description. We would love to hear from you guys, and you may even get a shout-out on the podcast. And with that being said, we will be right back. Okay, everyone, we're back. Let's get into this episode.
Okay. I'm gonna start off with a summary. It's not very brief, but it's a summary.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Ratched is a suspenseful drama series that tells the origin story of asylum nurse Mildred Ratched. In 1947, Mildred arrives in Northern California to seek employment at a leading psychiatric hospital where new and unsettling experiments have begun on the human mind. On a clandestine mission, Mildred presents herself as the perfect image of what a dedicated nurse should be, but the wheels are always turning, and as she begins to infiltrate the mental health care system and those within it, Mildred's stylish exterior belies a growing darkness that has long been smoldering within, revealing that true monsters are made, not born.
Okay, going by, if I just read that summary, I think I would watch it.
Honestly, do you?
I do. That sounds really cool.
Without watching, like, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yeah.
Because you and I... Well, I had seen...
Sorry. No, we're
you
not...
and I had seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Well, I had. I don't know if you had. Had you seen it before?
No, not until we watched it that one time. That's the first time I've seen it.
I had seen it, and so that helped a little bit to watch the show. But, yeah, it's super dramatic. Like, the summary is very much... She's this serious lady who's going on a clandestine mission, and she's like, she presents herself as very perfect. But in reality, she is becoming a monster, which I think is unfair.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of leaned towards her, like, is she good? Is she a nice person, or is she a bad person?
Which, I mean, we'll get into.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like when they... It's all... It is... I believe that's true, that monsters are made.
Oh, yeah.
Not born. Like, evil isn't born, it's made, obviously.
Evil is not born, it's made.
And I think, if Hitler. You watch the show...
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Wink.
I'll just brush right past what I said.
No, what did you say? I'm sorry.
No, I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I insist. You said evil is not made, it's born. I said, unless you're Hitler. Go ahead. It was just a joke. Just
why do go. You have to bring Hitler into everything?
You act like I bring Hitler into everything.
I bet if I go back to our...
There's probably a Hitler joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, let's just leave Hitler out of Mildred Ratched's origin story, okay?
Hitler jokes are the best jokes.
No, they're not. Okay. But yes, this is a very good show, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And just off of that summary, I would be watching it.
Yeah. Asylums are pretty cool anyway.
But you don't like American Horror Story, so.
No, that one sucked. That one was boring. It had, like, aliens and stuff. And I don't know why aliens need to be brought into an asylum, but... Whatever. this isn't the episode. Can you continue?
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, so you would say you'd watch it. Yeah. I probably would have watched it if it just came on Netflix, but, like, I knew this was happening in, like, 2018, and because it's Ryan Murphy, I was like, gotta get on it, gotta get on it.
You watched it because it was Sarah Paulson.
Well, I didn't know she was going to be in it. At the time, it was just being developed by Ryan Murphy.
What was your reaction when you found out she was going to be in it?
I'm definitely watching it. But she actually wasn't the first person. This really? Is getting way off topic. But yeah, she actually was not the first person to be offered the role by Ryan Murphy. Kate Winslet was. Whoa! Disrespectful to Kate Winslet.
No.
Great actress.
I just don't see anybody else playing her.
Exactly. And Sarah Paulson was like, yo.
No.
Why did you not offer me this role? And he goes, dang, I'm sorry. And she's like, give me the role.
Yo, you're an idiot. Give me this role.
Give me the role. And she absolutely killed it. Mm-hmm. In my opinion.
All right.
Okay.
Can
I think we need to go.
Can we continue?
Yeah, let's get a little more specific.
Pacific or Atlantic?
Pacific.
Pacific?
Okay. Pacific, for sure. Okay. I think we should summarize each episode, talk about them. We all have our favorite episodes. Unless you're you. Who's only seen the show once?
How many times have you seen the show? Okay. Be honest. Honest numbers.
Okay. I watched it with you.
Yep.
And Dad, so that's one.
Yep.
I watched it by myself. That's two. Now, the other times I watched it, I watched it, like, 3 times within 2 months. I was going through a rough time, alright? So.
Bro. I mean, it is only, like, 8 episodes.
It is only 8 episodes.
Of one season, so, like, it's easy to get through. But
I got through it in 1.5 days. And that was just because I was with our grandmother for, like, 5 hours.
Days?
Yeah.
Bruh.
So that was 5.5 hours I lost out on.
You know how long it took me to watch The Office?
How long?
Those are 22-minute episodes. It took me, like, 4 months to finish that.
Yeah, this is 8 episodes, an hour long, so it's only 8 hours. It's
8 hours, dude. But
so
like,
it's not that...
Still.
I could have finished it in a day.
I'm surprised you didn't, honestly.
I was with Grandma. I'm
surprised you didn't finish it in the first 8 hours that it came out.
I had school!
Did we?
Yeah, online school. And I couldn't just sit there and watch Ratched all day.
It was online.
Some of us have hard classes to take.
It was online.
Anyways, this came out in September of 2020, in case anybody was wondering. September 18th, actually, I remember the day.
What time?
Midnight.
Hmm. You just, like, knew the exact date, so I was just making
yeah, sure. I know.
It didn't come out at, like, a specific time besides midnight.
No, it came out at an Atlantic time.
What is Atlantic time?
No, you said a specific time, and I said, no, it came out at an Atlantic time.
Oh, okay, I got the joke.
And that didn't land.
The joke did not land there.
Darn. All right, go ahead. You want to summarize episode one? Obviously, we'll start there.
Yeah, we can start from the beginning.
All right.
Episode one is about Nurse Mildred Ratched, who seeks employment at Lucia State Hospital as it prepares to admit a new psychiatric patient, notorious killer Edmund Tullison.
You know it's going to be at least a decent show when the show starts off with him killing everybody.
Yeah, some dude killing everybody.
It's awesome.
I think you mean Finn Wittrock killing
Finn
everybody.
Finn Wittrock!
Killing
we
everybody.
We didn't even talk about who this show stars. Hold on. I feel like I've just let everybody down.
Oh yeah, because they wanted to know so badly.
Well, if you didn't know, the show stars Finn Wittrock, Cynthia Nixon. Well, you know Finn Wittrock from American Horror Story. You may know Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City. Interesting show, let me say. Judy Davis.
Don't know who that is.
I really didn't know her either, but she's quite a good actress. John. I don't want to mispronounce his last name.
Briones.
Briones. I'm not
John,
really sure.
John Briones.
But he's from, like, American Horror Story as well. He's been in other stuff.
What was he in American Horror Story?
He was in Apocalypse. He played one of the warlocks. The evil warlock. Piece of crap. Charlie Carver, Sharon Stone, which a lot of older people will know. Brandon Flynn. A bunch of people. Oh, Corey Stoll. I'm just picking the people that most, like...
Charlie Carver is gonna play... Which one is it? Penguin? In the new The Batman?
I didn't think that was him, was it? Oh my gosh. They've made him ugly. Dang, I'm sorry. All right, we're just going to move on. That's who it stars. Came out in September. Finn Wittrock plays Edmund Tullison.
Mm-hmm.
We love it when Finn Wittrock plays a crazy person.
Not only is he a crazy person, it's a crazy person named Edmund.
Edmund Tullison.
That's such a 1947
Edmund
name.
Edmund Tullison.
Such a 1947 name.
Okay, Actually, no. I'll get into it later. I just really want to talk about the scenery in this show, but we'll talk about it later.
The scenery?
Just the where it's the setting.
An asylum?
No. Oh my gosh.
California?
The...
Isn't it in California?
Bro, it's a... Did you not listen to me summarize the show?
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of zoned out there for a second.
When it said Northern California? Anyways, it's gorgeous. And
the
it's,
beautiful mountains and stuff?
It is really pretty, and it was like...
It's like the only...
And she has this teal bug, like slug bug. And it's that with like the pretty seen. Colors is... Oh my gosh, it's so pretty.
It's like the only motel I would actually willingly stay
Did you
at.
Know there was a... That's a real motel.
I'm sure it is.
I really want to go. Mm-hmm. But it actually had a fire a couple weeks ago. But it's okay. It's okay. The motel is okay. It was just a small fire.
It was Dr. Hangover.
Stop!
It's Hanover. I'm sorry.
Dr. Hangover. Okay.
We had the joke. We had the running joke, and it got stuck in my head.
Yeah, okay. Thoughts on episode one. Do you think this was a good start to the show?
Mm-hmm. It was just like any other pilot.
Good introduction.
Yeah.
We love...
With people dying. Like, in the first
10
minutes.
A lot of death.
A lot of blood.
A lot of color.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you just cracked your knuckle.
For like something that's based in the 40s?
Well, yeah, the 40s were colorful.
You're colorful.
That's like when... No, very colorful, yeah. Bright colors, a lot of death.
Nice scenery. Beautiful scenery, honestly.
And obviously anything else that comes with a Ryan Murphy show.
The whole shebang. I was going to say shebang. You stole it from me.
I'm sorry. The whole shebang.
The whole
good start.
Bang bang.
Good start. We love
good soup.
Good soup. We good love soup. Edmund Tullison and Mildred Ratched.
We love notorious killer Edmund Tullison.
Oh, you also. I mean, you meet a lot of characters, but like Nurse Bucket. We love Nurse Bucket, played by Judy Davis. Guys,
you don't like Nurse Bucket.
She is one character I will say that starts out. First of all, her first name is Betsy, so it's Nurse Betsy Bucket.
Betsy Bucket.
Played by Judy Davis. She starts off as the person you hate.
I think I would be offended if someone gave me that name.
Yeah, I would be too.
To play on the TV.
Every show has a character that everybody hates at the beginning, mm-hmm. and everybody loves by the end.
I just didn't like her.
Nurse Bucket is that character. And... That's that.
It's very hard for me to, like, hate a character at the beginning and then like him at the end. If I hate him at the beginning, I'm just gonna hate him in general.
Well, that's just because you don't know how to actively watch a TV show. You have to grow with the characters. Understand what they're thinking. Understand their why. You don't just watch it.
Someone slammed the door.
Okay, okay.
Sorry.
Right, anyways.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna go on to episode
the second
two.
Episode.
Alright, episode two is about Dr. Hanover, who demonstrates a cutting-edge procedure.
Hmm.
Ratched visits a survivor of Edmund's massacre and joins Gwendolyn on an outing in Monterey. So, Ashlyn, what was the cutting-edge procedure that Dr. Hanover begins to demonstrate?
A lobotomy.
The lobotomy. Oh, my goodness. Cutting edge.
The ice pick in your brain.
Ice pick, hammer, into the eyeball. Well,
I'm sure it made that noise, too.
No, it made a cracking noise. Like that.
Like that? Ouch.
No, yeah. Take an ice pick and you put it up in the... Not in the eyeball, but like... Like up in the eye socket.
I'm gonna check for any ice picks we may have left.
And
over.
You go... Boop! And it goes... And it's supposed to help with any, at the time, mental health problems.
Because it makes you nothing.
So, what... Some of the things in... This is one thing I love about Ryan Murphy, and he addresses things that were either viewed as mental health issues or are still viewed as problematic, and he addresses them. But, like, in this one, let's see, who got the lobotomy? One of the ladies was a lesbian. She mm-hmm. got a lobotomy. One lady was just constantly depressed. She got a lobotomy. He had a kid who was super antisocial and introverted. He got a lobotomy. And the one guy that sang opera, he also got a lobotomy. And it's like, why did they feel the need to do that?
I don't know. I really think they thought they were helping them, but...
They really weren't.
A lobotomy...
They just turned them into zombies.
It just makes you a nobody.
It's really sad. It really, really is. Especially if they're not done correctly. Not that a lobotomy should ever be done.
Right.
But, like,
Don't encourage lobotomies.
We do not encourage lobotomies.
I do.
Okay. So, Edmund, yes, his massacre at the beginning of the show. It's like the first scene. Mm-hmm. Well, not the exact first scene, but it's before the intro.
It's like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. Epic massacre. A lot of death. Beautiful massacre. And so Ratchet wants to meet with one of the survivors. Ask him what happened.
I don't know. Yeah. If someone asked me what happened, I would say, I don't know. Some people died.
He was the only survivor of the massacre.
And they were murdered in a house. They probably deserved it. Why did he do it again? Did they ever find out a reason?
Yeah. You don't remember?
No, I don't.
His mom was raped and had to go into sex work.
Oh, yeah.
And so they, like, shunned her and, like, also raped her and everything like that. And so he wanted to get back at the church. So he
Good for him.
Good for Edmund. And...
Free my boy.
We have Ratchet joining Gwendolyn on an outing in Monterey.
Oh, shoot.
Guys, they're great friends, aren't they?
Gwendolyn's
a nice lady.
She's nice.
She's
very nice.
Yeah.
I've met her in person a few times, actually.
She really is a sweetheart. I'm not gonna lie.
She's very nice.
Yes, Gwendolyn. Wait, what is it in episode 1 or 2 where they had the peach argument? I don't know. That's the best scene ever.
I thought it was 2.
Is it 2? I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it's 2.
I can.
Yes, I know. Please don't.
I'm not going to. But... Yeah, Ratchet and Gwendolyn, they're going to go on an outing together in Monterey. Eat some...
Can we, like, chill out?
Was it clams?
Clams? Did they eat clams?
Was it clams? Was it...
Here, Mom.
It was clams.
I see them eating clams.
I think it was clams. I don't know. It was really gross. Gross? It was really gross and very... tense. Okay.
It was a nice outing.
Yeah, until the end, when they got into an argument.
Oh, I mean, everyone argues.
We don't assume things about people.
No.
We're trying not to give too much away, but, like, we don't assume things about people.
No.
You can ask them, but you don't assume.
You never assume.
Because then you get into an argument in a parking lot. Because you took them to a gay bar. In the 1940s.
Yeah,
I mean, power move from Gwendolyn to just be like, all right.
She tried.
She tried, but she just...
She tried.
It didn't work out too well for her.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. All right, episode 3. Go ahead, Ashton.
Episode 3 is about a woman from Hanover's past who puts a price on his head, leading him to reveal a dark secret to Ratchet. Nurse Bucket administers a brutal treatment.
Sharon Stone. Insert Sharon Stone.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
The monkey,
yes.
This inspired my love for monkeys.
Ratchet?
Yes.
Sharon Stone's monkey. What was that monkey's name?
I don't know, but I'm getting a monkey.
And you're gonna name it?
Bartholomew.
No!
Jack.
Yeah. Why is it in all caps?
No! At least you don't get a bracket when you press space.
What is that monkey's name?
Monkey? Did you just search up monkey in Ratchet?
This monkey is so cute. Like... Oh, he's so cute.
Dean Forehead?
Who? I talk about Sarah Paulson.
Sharon Stone? No, we already know Sarah Paulson has a massive forehead.
Get out of here! I don't appreciate you. Where is the monkey's name?
What is the monkey's name?
Monkey.
In Ratchet name.
What? The monkey's name is not Pablo in the show. I know that. What was the monkey's name?
Okay, but this is the episode, everyone, where you really got to see Hanover's past.
Yeah.
And it kind of sucks, actually.
His past?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, at first you're like, oh my gosh, why would he do such a thing?
And then you're like... Ooh.
Oh, dang. Ooh, sorry. I kind of feel bad for him.
Sorry that happened to you, man.
Yeah, seriously. That was really sad.
She was.
Oh, I didn't know this is the monkey from Pirates of the Caribbean!
Is it actually?
It is! Look at the monkey!
Pablo.
It's Pablo, but that's not the name of the monkey in the show.
Dude, It's not that big of a deal.
Okay, fine.
We all know it's a fantabulous monkey.
I'll figure it out.
I love monkeys.
Eventually. All right. Yeah, so we meet Sharon Stone's character, who has the monkey, who wants Hanover.
Dead. Put a bounty.
Yep. And so he has to get this huge secret off his chest to Nurse Ratched.
Yes.
Why? I have no idea. Why you would trust her? I don't know. She's kind of manipulative, but...
I don't trust anybody with that secret. Are you kidding me?
And Nurse Bucket, she administers a brutal treatment. What is that brutal treatment?
You know, I was going to ask you the same question. Is it the hot tub?
Yeah, so she does your...
She, like, burns you.
It's your hydro... Oh my gosh, what do you call it?
Hydro hot tub?
No.
Hot tub time machine?
No. What is that? Hydrotherapy.
Hydrotherapy.
Hydrotherapy, and so what they did was... The people they performed the lobotomy on, the lobotomy did not work. Unlike any of them.
No.
So, we turned to hydrotherapy. And that was where they would dump you in a hot bath.
Boiling
hot bath of water. Tub of water. Mm-hmm. Let you sit in there until you, like, blister, basically. And turn into a piece of bacon. And then they'd lift you out and they'd put you in a tub filled with ice, because that's good. And this would just help.
Have been in like
this would just help it all go away.
You ever been like in a hot tub and then you jump into the pool and it's like freezing cold?
Just imagine think of this. That.
1,000 times worse.
And this poor woman who just loved other women.
She had to deal with a lot.
They were like, no, you're no longer a lesbian. And she's like, that's not how it works.
That's exactly how that works.
It's not.
The 40s.
In the 40s, yeah, but.
Not anymore.
That didn't work in the 40s, though. She was
still a lesbian.
So, I think if anything, things we have learned is you can't change who people really are.
No.
Only people can change themselves.
What a beautiful statement.
And even then, some people just are who they are.
What a beautiful statement.
Thank you.
Clip it, put it on TikTok.
Thank you. That was really good.
That was actually really good.
It's really
I'm good. Very proud of you for
oh,
that.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
What episode are we on?
Episode 4!
Oh, God.
This is also a very good episode.
Which one is this?
Alright. Episode 4 shows Nurse Ratched, who helps Edmund find an outlet for his urges and offers her services to Wainwright. Tired of living a lie, Gwendolyn leaves her husband. Ooh!
That was the funniest scene I've ever watched.
This is an... Which one?
The one where they're arguing before she leaves.
With her husband?
Yeah.
Guys, Gwendolyn's husband is gay. She is also a lesbian. And kudos to them for, like, figuring it out.
I just don't think they wanted to get murdered.
No, and they don't want to be together. They both fell in love with somebody else.
Right.
He has his own person who also loves him, and Gwendolyn has her own person who doesn't know how she feels.
Kinda loves her, kinda doesn't. We don't know.
We don't really know.
It fluctuates based on the day.
It really does. She's kind of...
She's a makeup her mind.
Indecisive, yeah. But Gwendolyn leaves her husband because she doesn't want to pretend that they're, like, in love and married.
Right.
So. Okay, Nurse Ratched. She helps Edmund find an outlet for his urges. Yeah, this is really uncomfortable, so we're just going to skip past that.
I think if you really focus in on the context, you can figure out what that one's about.
Yes.
On to the next one.
Oh, no. And she offers her services to Wainwright in more ways than one. Just gonna leave it at that.
And on to the next one.
And on to episode 5. Episode 4 is not an appropriate episode.
It's really uncomfortable, actually.
I like episode 5.
Oh,
episode 4 is really strange. And you, like, sit there. And even when you're watching it alone, you're like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Stop it, stop it.
Okay, episode 5. Promoted to head nurse, Ratched plans a dance at the hospital and invites Gwendolyn to be her companion. Lenore makes Ratched an offer.
I love this episode. Okay, let's break it down.
Okay.
Break it down. Okay, that was bad. Stop it. Okay. So, we're going to have a dance.
Dance off. Dance battle.
At the asylum. This is smart.
Dance with all the crazy people.
Woo!
Boogie Down.
We play some, we do the Charleston and everything. It's good. It's really good.
The Charleston.
Hey, you told me you would learn the Charleston with me and you never did.
And I lied.
Anyways. So yeah, Ratched becomes the head nurse. Betsy Bucket, she's out. She's no longer the head nurse. So she kind of spirals.
She gets a little crazy.
She spirals a lot.
She wants her job back.
Yeah, but she can't. And then she asks Dr. Hanover to the dance. That goes okay. For a while.
We learn there is, they have a, that she has a secret quest.
A secret quest.
A secret quest on Dr. Hanover.
She loves herself some Dr. Hanover. Alright.
He's kind of short.
And Ratchet invites Gwendolyn to be her companion. Friendship.
Yes, obviously.
Bring your friends. Right?
Right.
I mean, they only held hands briefly.
For like a second.
And then Gwendolyn got shot. And Ratchet was like, no, I love you so much.
And that was perfect.
I know. That's like basically what it was.
I don't even need to watch the episode.
Basically, that's what it was.
Because the dance had nothing to do with it. The dance just shut.
No, literally, the dance was like, it's what happened at the dance that was important.
They only
not the actual dance itself.
They only used the dance to set up
everything else.
Gwendolyn getting shot.
And some other things. And Lenore, who is Sharon Stone's character, makes Ratchet an offer. What that offer is, I don't know. Maybe help her get Dr. Hanover? Maybe. Okay. Episode 6. Here we go.
Ooh.
Lovers on the run seek refuge at an abandoned farmhouse.
Ooh.
When Ratchet attends a marionette show, traumatic childhood memories come rushing back.
This was horrifying.
I'm going to let you go first because this... I just got to talk about it, so I'm going to let you go first.
You can talk about it in a second because it's not going to take me long. All I have to say is this was a horrifying episode.
Like, scary?
I was kind of scared by it, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
It was very uncomfortable, and the lovers on the road to seek refuge, that was there for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that wasn't a super big part.
So, there's only really one big part that you need to take from this episode. And that's her troubling past.
Yeah. And, okay. I'm going to try and keep it contained.
Go ahead.
So... No, I totally agree with you, and, like, you start to see why maybe she is who she is. You learn about her relationship with another character in the show. If that hasn't already... I think it's already come up once.
I think so,
but
briefly.
But she tells other characters.
Yeah.
And she kind of lets it all out. And it's very, very sad. It really is. And... I know people are going to be like, oh my god, here she goes again about Sarah Paulson. But
here
this, out of all the episodes and out of all the scenes in the show, this was her best performance. And for her not to be nominated for an Emmy was kind of hard to watch. Because I do think this episode, I can't imagine what that would have taken. Okay. Whether she's experienced this traumatizing event or not, I think you... Just the raw emotion. And I can't imagine the kind of toll that takes on somebody. And what I think is amazing with Sarah Paulson is she went from shooting Ratched directly to shoot Miss America. Miss America, yeah. And so that takes a lot out of a person. That's why she was in American Horror Story 1984. But overall, her performance in this episode is really good. And it's a very emotional episode and traumatizing just watching it. You're like, oh. She's been this... kind of awful person throughout the show.
Then you realize why.
With the softs. She has a soft side for certain people.
Yeah, the certain person was, it was all their fault this happened.
Basically, but she's got a soft side for somebody else that she hasn't really confronted yet. But just the Sarah Paulson performance it was really good. And my favorite thing, one of my favorite things is when either actors break the fourth wall or actors, like, stare right down the barrel in the camera. And this episode had so much of just looking right down the middle, and I love it. Because it's like, they stare into your soul.
You know how many takes that would take for me?
I know, and you feel it.
Because that camera would be right up in my face.
But, like, when you're watching it, and you're like, you can't do anything but make eye contact with them because they're staring right at you. And you're like, dang, I'm feeling it now.
Are they actually looking at me?
Your heart is, like, just... being ripped out of your chest. You're like, oh my god, oh my god. So, I mean, it was.
Get off your phone.
It was good. I'm sorry. It's just blowing up right now. I'm just so popular. No, just a really good episode, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I do think her performance was Emmy-worthy, but I'm not going to get into that.
You basically already got into it.
Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. It's your turn.
No, I just read episode 6.
That was episode 6?
Yes.
I thought it was episode 7.
No, there's only 8 episodes.
Oh, excuse me. Episode 6. Hold on. I'm going to fix this phone real quick. Okay. Episode 7. Rivals put a plan into action as secrets from the past surface, and Hanover takes a risk that pays off for Ratchet.
Oh, I don't want to spoil too much.
I forgot what the risk was.
Just don't worry about it, because I don't want to say anything. No, I'm not whispering it in your ear.
Wow, that's mean. I don't even know.
This is just a good episode.
I don't remember this episode.
And it's gonna... Well, one thing happens in this episode that it's like... It's just so cute. And it just makes me want to cry. So sweet. Anyways. One thing that was Mrs. Ratched confronts her feelings. She gets to know them.
Mm.
She gets close to them.
Mm-hmm.
She exposes them.
Mm.
Does it pay off for her? Yes.
It actually does.
Yes, it does.
It actually does.
It really does. Okay. We're just gonna move on. The season finale, episode 8. It's a month later, and Ratched fights to save Edmund from the electric chair while dreaming of a new life with Gwendolyn.
Who?
Did you say who?
I was making a joke. I know who that is.
Gwendolyn. What a sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
So yes, Ratched is trying to save Edmund from the electric chair. If he would have just followed through with her plan.
Right, if his feelings didn't get in the way.
We would not be in here.
We would not be in this situation.
But... Now he's going to be put to death, basically. And yeah. They're trying to fight it, and she really wants to save him. For many reasons.
Obviously.
That we don't want to tell you, because it's one of the big points of the show. Of the season. And so she's trying very hard to save him, while also living her new life with Gwendolyn.
It's a pretty good looking life.
They've become lovers.
Oh my god, it's not like they couldn't have figured that out. You just spoiled it all.
I know, I'm so sorry. No, but they like... Their life is bougie.
Dude, they're living their good life.
I know! I want to live that life.
She went from working in an asylum to living the good life.
Like, just sitting on a beach. That's how I'd want to go. Just be like, alright, go from my asylum, sad, dreary life, to the beach.
Motel living to...
Motel living.
To beach living.
Yes. Oh, man. Good times. Okay.
I don't think those last two episodes weren't really deep.
The last episode was good. It just set up a lot for next season.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thoughts on the show? Without giving too much away, obviously.
Thoughts on the show? Well, I'll go based off of what we... The description of our episode and show in general.
Okay.
I would watch it, actually.
You would.
If I haven't seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, I would watch it.
Because you guys watched this because it was my turn to pick the show to watch.
That's literally the only reason we watched this.
I know.
If I'm being honest.
That's the only reason you watched this. I know.
And it was a good show. I was impressed. Because, I don't know, you just don't see... You don't think about some of the emotions that it could bring up. That it did bring up. Especially in 6. Episode 6.
Yeah,
you don't think that's going to come into a show.
That one's really... Yeah, you really don't. I remember sitting there watching that and I was like, oh my gosh.
Right.
What is happening? I was like, oh! Oh god!
And they gave a backstory to most of the characters so you could feel bad for them or just hate them.
Yeah. You grow with the characters and... Ugh, Ryan Murphy, he's a master. No, but that's what one thing I love about his shows.
Yeah.
It's like, they take these fake things, and they make, but they twist in real life problems. Mm-hmm. And so, he just does such a good job with that. And this one confronts a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It really, really does. It confronts a lot of stuff. It did a good job not talking about it too much to the point where it's hurtful. But I think it's good to acknowledge it and confront it.
And it brings out, like, stuff that is very socially acceptable today that this actually happened to them back,
crazy?
Back in the 40s. Like, if you were a lesbian, they put you through this.
Yeah, and now it's like, okay, and you're, like, you can still come.
Cool.
Yeah, like.
Try to go hang out later?
Yeah, they're super, and it's crazy because, like, you and I have lived in a world that's
been acceptable.
Always been accepting of that, and it's crazy to think that it wasn't that way at a certain point, and it was awful for anybody who even possibly could have had some sort of mental disorder, mental illness. The really hard one to watch was Charlotte with the schizophrenia.
Oh, yeah.
That one was really rough, and her performance...
Pretty good performance.
Was mean, to be the only thing, basically, that was nominated for an Emmy for Ratched, she didn't win, but it was really good and totally deserving, and...
Oh, it was a beautiful
portrayal. I didn't even know who she was.
That playing a schizophrenic has to take a toll on you.
And she did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, 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 really good. Really good.
Really good.
Okay.
So good.
All right. When we come back for our next segment, we're going to talk about some of our favorite things, least favorite things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. The fun stuff. Then we're going to talk about where it ranks amongst our favorite Ryan Murphy projects.
Yeah.
Because he does movies too, not just TV. Our theories for next season, and why we think people maybe didn't enjoy the season or show so much.
For sure.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. We'll be right back, guys. Okay, everybody, we're back. And we're going to talk about our favorites and least favorites, whether it be characters, moments.
Moments.
Things. I don't know.
My favorite moment would be when the monkey
Dude, I mean, you...
on the screen.
No! Just,
ow! You scratched my nose.
Okay. Ashlyn, you want to start with favorites or least favorites?
I'll start with least favorites.
Least favorite of what?
We'll go character.
Alright, least favorite character.
Pick
this wisely before so I don't kill you.
No, I can't think of her name. I think we share a mutual hate for her. It's the one.
Mm-hmm.
The nurse.
Yeah, right here.
What's her name? Briggs?
No.
Oh, that's a dude.
Under Sharon Stone.
Nurse Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I don't like Nurse Dolly.
You don't like Nurse
Dolly? She makes me uncomfortable.
Why does she make you uncomfortable? She seems like she's a wholesome girl!
They can watch and figure out why she makes me
uncomfortable. Just trying to get by. Okay. You think we have the same one?
No, I don't, but I think we share a mutual hate for her.
We do share a mutual hate for her. She's not my least favorite, though. She's my second least favorite.
I think I know who your least favorite would be.
You don't know who my least favorite would be?
I think I know. But go ahead.
Who would it be? No, I want to see if you're right.
No, I want to see...
All right, we're going to say it at the same time.
All right.
All right, you ready?
3, 2, 1.
Hannah. Wainwright.
Oh. Who? Wainwright?
Yeah, Charles Wainwright. And then, oh man, I don't know. Because I dislike Hanover, Dolly, and Wainwright.
How do you not like...
Because he's a piece of trash.
Hanover? Mance is a god.
Well, him too. He's just annoying. I was talking about Wainwright.
Oh, he's Wainwright, yeah, he sucks. No one likes him.
No, I just find Dr. Hanover super self-centered and annoying.
That's how you get by in this world.
He's not in this world. He's in the world of the 1940s.
Well, that's probably how you got by in the 1940s. Anyone was alive then?
Did he get by?
He was close.
Anyways. Yeah. Okay, so any of those three, it depends on the day.
I think Hanover's a nice guy.
Yeah, and you're wrong.
No, I'm not. He just...
Alright. We're just gonna move on before we get into an argument. Would you like to stick with least, or would you like to go to favorites briefly?
We can go to least.
Least favorite...
Least favorite what?
I don't know. What do you want to...
I don't know what else I would do. Moment?
Yeah, least favorite moment, scene, whatever.
Probably the little puppet scene.
The, what do you call it? Yeah, marionettes, puppets. Mm-hmm.
That one. Like the marionette from
Like the FNAF? Actual, like, when the marionettes... Okay, I want to know why that's your least favorite.
I don't... Well, the... Hold on. Not the actual marionettes... Wait a minute. I don't know how to explain this. There's so many scenes involving the marionette scenes.
There's just one marionette scene.
No, but there's like... What's actually happening?
At the marionette show. That's the whole scene.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that includes from the start of the marionette show to the point where they walk out.
When that's they showed, one scene. When they showed what Ratchet dealt with.
You didn't like that?
No.
Why?
Does it not speak for itself?
No, but I want to know.
It was very... uncomfortable to watch and just emotional to watch as well.
And that's your least favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. My least favorite scene would have to be, I'm going to kind of agree with you on why, but I think one of my least favorite scenes is when they start the hydrotherapy and they put her in the tubs and you really see, I mean, it's also one of my favorites, though, because you really see Mildred take on a very motherly, loving role, and she's like, you can get through this, we're right here, but and she really fights for it, but just because of how hard it is to watch, because it's so inhumane and so awful, and, like, there's no remorse whatsoever, because they thought it was working, it's just a really sad scene to watch, but great acting all around with everybody. It's just really, 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 really sad. Or, you want to know what my least favorite scene is? Because it really irritates me a lot.
What?
When the governor, like, grabs Mildred's butt when they're taking a picture. You don't remember that? When she, like, saves the one guy, the one patient, with when the governor is there. And he wants to take a picture with her. You don't remember that? And he, like, grabs her by the waist, but then he, like, grabs her butt, and she's like, please don't touch me. Ugh!
I can see why they'd be...
Ugh! God, I hate him too!
Gross.
Yeah, that one just makes me...
But no, I don't remember.
That one just makes me angry. I don't like...
Just boil your skin.
Oh, it really just irritates me so much. Okay. We can move on from it before it gets me really angry. Right?
I think we should go to favorites now. Because...
Favorites. Do we do favorite characters or scenes, moments, things?
We'll do favorite moments first.
Alright, favorite moments. I'm ready.
Favorite moments, huh?
I've got a list.
I don't... Present a few things first, and I'll think.
Alright. Well, one of my favorite moments is definitely when Mildred confesses her love to Gwendolyn. It's very raw, very emotional, very sweet, because there's so much that's happening, and she's like, she finally wants to... give Gwendolyn a chance. And then Gwendolyn's like, no.
Absolutely not.
For reasons XYZ. There are reasons.
Yes.
But then she's like, no, I'm here for you. I want to help you. I'm ready. I want to do it. And it's just so sweet. I love it. Let's see. What else? Oh, well, I mean, obviously the peach scene. It doesn't get much better than the peach scene. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, if you've seen the show, peach scene is kind of amazing. Let's see, what else?
Okay, I think I have my favorite moment.
You have only one?
Yeah.
That's really sad. Okay, I'll go to you then.
My favorite moment would be one of the first moments, the murder. I just thought it was really cool.
Really? Of all the moments in the show, you chose massacre moment? No, go ahead. I'm listening. Why is it your favorite?
You put me on the spot, dude. I can't think on the spot. You know this? I don't know.
I literally have it written what we're going to do, favorites and least favorites.
Yeah, but then I read it and I don't think about it. I don't know. It just... It was just a weird scene. You're really confused on why he went into murder.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of priests.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you thought him as a bad person, and then you learn, well, you just told me why, but you learn why he did it, and then you're like, free my boy, he ain't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a... It had blood.
Okay.
People were dying.
One of my other favorite scenes. It's not a super long moment, but it's brief. Is when Nurse Ratched is hired at Lucio State Hospital. She puts on her outfit and everything, and she rounds that corner, and it's straight swag as she walks down the hallway, and like all the lights turn green.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of an epic moment, I'm not gonna lie. We'll go down in Ryan Murphy universe history. So, okay. Favorite characters. You can have more than one. It is okay.
Nope. Going with one.
You're going with one. Well, I'm not going to, so.
Huck Finnegan. Mans is a goat.
I love him.
He's
so much.
He's so wholesome.
He's so wholesome.
He wants the best for everybody.
It's true.
I mean, he didn't deserve what happened to him.
No.
But he was...
He becomes head nurse, though.
He did. That was a nice scene.
It was.
He's just so wholesome.
He really is a wholesome guy.
Yeah. Just a wholesome guy.
He really wanted the best for Mildred, too. It was very sweet.
He did.
And she was like, I don't like you. I don't like men. It was very cute.
Yeah. He didn't deserve that.
She was super sweet about it, and he was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. I understand.
Nah, he didn't deserve
it. It was a wholesome exchange. Okay.
She's mean for that.
Leave.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Okay, so one of my favorite characters,
oh God, here we go.
Who I started with a very hateful relationship.
Oh God, if you even say her, I'm gonna
and ended with
throw
a,
this golf ball
yes,
at you.
Go, girl. Nurse Betsy Bucket. We love her. I hated her at first, and I was like, she needs to get off the screen. Whenever she came on here, I was like, leave. Leave now. But, like, by the end, and she, like, yes, power woman she is. Judy Davis. Go you.
She looks like Jessica Lange in this picture.
She kind of does look like Jessica Lange. I'm getting definite Jessica Lange vibes. And, obviously, the one, the only.
Okay, just, you don't need to we.
Nurse Mildred Ratched. Sarah Paulson. Her performance is great. But, like, I liked Ratched in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, too.
Yeah, but she wasn't really in it much.
No, but I like her. Louise Fletcher did a great job. And so... Nurse Mildred Ratched. I'm just gonna leave it at that so you don't expose me.
Oh, you're leaving it at that?
Yeah, I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright. So I wanted to ask you where this show ranks amongst your Ryan Murphy projects that you've seen.
Okay, so
You don't need to actually 1, 2, 3, but is it high, middle, low? Where would you maybe put it in between?
It's pretty high, actually. It's in the range between high and medium.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, for one, I haven't seen many Ryan Murphy.
I would say, first of all, how many Ryan Murphy projects have you seen?
I haven't seen many Ryan Murphy projects.
Okay.
It's very good, very well done. It's just not my favorite.
Okay, fair enough. Alright. Okay. Mine is also very high. Obviously my favorite Ryan Murphy project is American Horror Story.
Well,
I think most people could agree.
Yeah.
That or Glee. A lot of people love Glee. I did not love Glee. It was just kind of strange. But that's okay. I'm not exposed. Why did you change the font color?
I didn't change the font color. I don't know
what Bro, what is happening?
Oh, I did that instead of that.
So I just... But this is right around... It's American Horror Story, and I don't know if I want to put this second or if I want to put American Crime Story second. It depends on the day. But this is very different of Ryan Murphy. It's not an American story. It's literally just Ratched. And it's very different, and I like that. I like his take on Nurse Ratched. So, this
Especially
one...
Especially since Nurse Ratched wasn't really shown in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No, yeah, and that's why I think he had a lot of freedom
mm-hmm.
to do what he pleased with the character. And... For me, it paid off for him. From other people's perspective.
Did not.
It did not. So, but overall, this would be very high. Definite top three. Can't decide if it would be two or three. I have a list of my top 10 favorite TV shows, and I can't picture where I have Ratched on there compared to American Crime Story.
Okay.
But it's definitely two or three. Really good. Loved it. Great scenery. Great acting. Great storyline. Okay. Theories for next season. How do you think the next season... You remember how the season ended, yes?
Kind of.
Okay. Theories for next season.
I think that... I know at the end she was in the... She's at the hotel. Not the hotel. Mm-hmm. Wherever she... She's living luxury.
Yep.
And she got a call from somebody that someone was on the run or something, right?
She didn't get a call from somebody. She got a call. Just some random person. She got a call from the Edmund Tullison.
Yeah.
Who did not die by electric chair.
No, he did not. And he didn't sound real happy when he called her either.
Nope.
So I think he's going to try and kill her.
Interesting. I think that's what's going to happen. That's just what's going to happen over the next season?
Mm-hmm. All right. Gradually. She'll come back and work at the asylum, I think.
So, obviously, I'm pretty sure One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest takes place in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
I think. Anyways, you've got quite a bit of time between Ratchet and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So I think you're going to see a lot of... I think in the next season, you're going to see her move to a different... Okay, so One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is... The movie is in the 70s, but the book takes place in the 50s?
Okay.
So, somewhere in between there. But you've still got a chunk of time.
Yeah.
Between Ratchet and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and where you see Nurse Ratchet there. So I think over the next season, or how many other seasons Ryan Murphy is going to end up having with this show, you're going to see her move locations quite a bit, because I can see her bouncing all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think getting that call from Edmund at the end of the season, basically saying, I'm coming for you. And he's got some of his side people. It's kind of awesome. In his little car. I do think we're going to see an epic showdown. And I'm ready for it.
Big showdown.
Because it's going to be Edmund Tullison and his peeps. Versus Mildred Ratchet.
And her crazy peeps.
And her friend Betsy Bucket and her lover Gwendolyn. what a trio.
About to hit him with the lobotomy.
No, seriously. She's a master of the lobotomy. What are you talking about?
I'm going to run up on her and she's going to be a
bop. Bop. She's not even do a proper lobotomy. She's going to be right into the head.
Just hope you don't miss and hit the eye.
It's true. But, yeah, I could definitely see, like you were saying, we're gonna see a nice showdown. She's going to move. She's going to have to get a job, I think.
Yeah.
To help support her and Gwendolyn.
Great couple.
And so I think she's going to end up...
It's a power couple right there.
But part of me thinks she's also going to be hunting down Edmund. Edmund's hunting her down. But I think she's very competitive.
She's
going to want to get to him first. Okay. So she can protect Gwendolyn.
For family. She Don Tolliver's... What? That's an artist. Never mind. Go ahead. Continue. I messed it up.
But she's... Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for season two. I'm super excited. I think they've started writing. If I've been keeping up with it at the right pace, they've started writing, which is really fun, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Okay. We're just going to keep that brief. We don't want to spoil too much.
No.
This show, I remember when it came out, I was watching it, and I was like, yes!
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Murphy! Now, obviously, I'm biased, because... I love Sarah Paulson. I love Ryan Murphy and anything they do, really. Except Halston. That actually was kind of doo-doo cheeks. And that had my homegirl Vera Farmiga in it for, like, 5 minutes. But, like, that really was not that good.
Okay.
Not gonna lie. But he did win an Emmy for that role.
Did he?
Ian McGregor, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He did. All right. Anyways, a lot of people did not like this.
Nope.
And I wanted us to read some reviews on IMDb. Now, these are not official reviews like your Rotten Tomato or anything like that. These are just what people have written, so I take these with a grain of salt.
Yes.
I honestly take any review with a grain of salt because reviews are very subjective. But, like, here you see a lot of 8 out of 10s, 10 out of 10s. But, like, I want to go to the ones that usually are more in the middle because those are less biased. Mm-hmm. So this person said 6 out of 10. Stylish, but I just don't see why it exists. This origin story for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest Nurse Ratchet looks great, as Ratchet puts on a vintage dress and wreaks cell havoc in an asylum, but the first episode was such a mess that I have zero interest in watching more. A lot of people loved the Sarah Paulson performance. Like, this person says, Sarah Paulson is terrific as the chilly Ratchet, and scenes like... ew, yeah, with her bizarre foreplay with a random guy are pretty cool, but there are just some serious issues with the story and premise.
Okay.
And a lot of people are saying, like, Nurse Ratched's goals and her all of that are way too large. And, like, literally nothing could go wrong to make sure they went right.
Yeah.
And so people thought that was, like, super not good. Like, that was super predictable and all of that. So this person said, no substance or any interest. It's fun, but it falls short with the story. Plot's kind of lame. Please don't do that.
Sorry.
Plot is just really lame. And the characters are meh, whatever. Disappointing series with dull acting, apparently. Writing and directing.
Okay, I don't agree with that.
This person said 2 out of 10.
Oh, they're going for it.
And they said, as expected. So they were saying this is very predictable. The only thrill of this series is to see how Nurse Ratched started and why she ended up where she did in the one floor of the Cuckoo's Nest. So, like...
it's a lot of the storyline.
A lot of people are saying the story was weird.
But it's because it's a prequel.
And that's my thing.
I don't think a lot of people like prequels.
I think a lot of people that watch this are probably not our age necessarily, but a little bit older.
And they've watched One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
They know the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest story. It's nostalgic.
Yeah.
We were talking about this at lunch with The Princess Bride, which is not that good. But it's nostalgic. And the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest performance of Louise Fletcher was good. It won an Oscar. She did a phenomenal job. So a lot is riding on Sarah Paulson right now to get this right. But at the same time, it's not, because it's a prequel.
Mm-hmm.
And with a character that didn't really have that much substance in the movie.
No.
I think what Ryan Murphy did was just fine.
I think he did a great job, and I think he took... I think he... a lot of people don't like that he portrayed a character that didn't have necessarily much to do with the movie. I mean, she had a lot to do with the movie, but she wasn't in it, so...
I just think that you had people that were older that loved the Louise Fletcher performance so much, and they just don't see how this Mildred Ratched...
no.
Is like the Louise Fletcher one, but it's not, because it's a different Mildred Ratched. We obviously change.
It's gonna be like how, you know, I don't mean to bring a movie into it, but it's gonna be like how people probably won't like the Batman.
It's how...
it's not the actor.
Right. It's how much... it's showing how Mildred Ratched has changed.
Right.
It's nothing against Louise Fletcher's performance or One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It's just, this is how she started off. This is how we think she started off.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a different view. Everybody would write this differently, because we all have different imaginations. Ryan Murphy, this is how she started off. This is why she got so frustrated. This is why she's so manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
This is why she's so messed up and deranged. This is why she seems very secluded, very uptight. And there's a lot that goes into writing a prequel.
Nope.
Because you have to pay homage and honor the person you're writing this after, obviously. Like,
yeah.
Sarah Paulson couldn't just be like, I'm not going to study the Louise Fletcher performance because I don't care. Well,
no, you have to.
You have to. And she did. But at the same time, you don't want to do it too much, because then you're just making it the Louise Fletcher performance.
Yeah.
Mildred Ratched, and this isn't the Louise Fletcher Mildred Ratched. This is the Sarah Paulson Mildred Ratched.
Nope.
And I just don't think people...
I don't think people like prequels. A lot of people don't like prequels in general because... just because, you know, it's not who they used to in, like, the movie or the show before.
Yeah, people don't see it.
So, it's just... and then, obviously, you'll just have people that hate and just find any reason to hate.
It's true.
There's a lot of that, and you just... maybe some people just didn't enjoy it.
And that's fine. Everybody is subject to their own opinion.
Yep.
I'm sorry your opinion is wrong.
Matt, no, we're not doing this.
And the fact that you don't like it, but... I just don't think people liked the fact that it was... people our age probably liked it a little bit more, and just... see, I just don't understand where this story lacked. That's, I guess, where I'm confused.
There was a lot into it. I don't know. There was a lot of storyline, that's for sure. So I'm tired.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
There was a lot of storyline in it for sure. I don't think it lacked much of anything.
Yeah, that's the one thing when people are like, when they say that, I'm like, where?
Yeah, no, it didn't lack much of anything.
There was a lot going on, and sometimes that can be very distracting. I will agree. Mm-hmm. But like, if you really pay attention to it and keep track of it, it all comes down and boils into one thing at the very end. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
I think people will enjoy the series more as it goes on, as you get closer and closer.
It's only one season.
To when Flew of the Cuckoo's Nest actually takes place.
Because what's going to happen is...
Because once that starts to all... Once they start to get closer, where it actually takes place, you're going to see...
Her become more the Louise Fletcher.
Yeah.
And they're not going to remake One Flew of the Cuckoo's Nest, guys.
No.
They're going to stop right before they get to that.
Yeah, you're not going to remake that.
So, like... If that's what people are afraid of, then...
Don't be.
Yeah, that's stupid. Even, like, Sir Paulson and Ryan Murphy have been like, yeah, we're not planning on doing that.
And if they do, so what? Don't go see it.
Yeah, don't watch it. Not that hard. But you have to give it more than 8 episodes to develop. A prequel is not just 8 episodes.
But you're going to have reviews on everything. Everyone's going to have a review, even if it's the first episode.
Everybody's going to hate on it because that's what they do and that's what gains the most attention.
Yep.
And that's what I love about celebrities that are like, you know, at this point, I see it, and yeah, it does affect me sometimes, but I can't let it affect me too much because there's going to be more hate, and half of it's just stupid.
People hate to hate.
They love to hate. It's true. Okay. Closing thoughts? How do you feel about this show?
Going over our summaries, I would definitely watch it. And if you do watch it, I would also read more of these reviews and just take into consideration that it's not One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It's its own thing. Mm-hmm. And I think you just need to look at all of it and realize that it's only one season. You know, you're going to get more. And yeah, I do suggest watching this probably before you watch One Flew Over the Cuckoo's
Nest. I would too, because then you're not also...
You're not biased at that point.
Right. A lot of these people that have seen this have seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, myself included. Mm-hmm. But, like, you have to... I think it's easier because this is the prequel.
Yep.
You're seeing it. It's like, I have not seen The Sopranos yet. So do I have to decide, do I want to watch the movie first, mm-hmm. or do I want to watch The Sopranos first? And a lot of times it's easier to watch the movie first than new Many Saints of Newark. Prequel movie, because it'll help you understand a little bit more. It'll help you understand the characters more, usually. Not so much the story, because it's not the same story.
Nope.
It's a prequel. But it'll help you understand where the characters are coming from and why they are who they are.
Nope.
That's what I love about prequels.
Yep.
And I think this prequel, Ryan Murphy did a good job with what he had. And Sarah Paulson did a great job. I think this is probably a very hard character for her to portray, would be my guess. This one reminded me a lot of, like, Lana Winters. Not only the setting, but just the character itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lana Winters wasn't so manipulative and scary. But, no, they were in the same situation, kind of. And so,
yep.
I don't know. It was just a really good show, and I waited a long time for it, and I was not disappointed when it came out. Let me say that. I was not disappointed. I waited probably a year and a half, mm-hmm. and when it came out, I was like, good job, Ryan Murphy.
Good for you.
Good job. Pat on the back. The 5th and 6th episodes are the best. Okay. 4th episode is the weirdest.
I'm not kidding.
And that's that.
And we're good.
And that is that.
And cut.
And
all right, bye.
All right. That was the 4th episode of Spooky Season?
Oh, God.
Top 10.
Oh, Robert.
Robert. We can't forget about Robert. Oh, my gosh. Love Robert.
He's struggling.
Top 10. Robert. Halloween Kills. Ratchet. We have one more left, everybody. It's a big one. We're excited. And it's a paranormal case. It's a paranormal case. And it obviously includes two of our favorite people in the world.
Oh, God.
But we can't say it.
Oh.
Because they might know.
They definitely.
Two of our favorite people in the entire world. Mm-hmm. Well, they're no longer with us. But we love them. They've been on the show multiple times. And that's very exciting. We have November planned out for you guys. And now December. Which is going to bring in some happy stuff. Some scary stuff. And something we don't do too often. Some true crime stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We do love the true crime. Alright, everybody. Thank you for listening. And we're super excited for the last week of spooky season next week. Get ready to dress up for Halloween and eat tons of candy. And with that being said, happy hauntings. Yourself as the perfect image of what a
We are back, and let's get right into this episode.
Okay, I'm gonna put.
We are back, and let's get right into this episode.
Okay, I'm just gonna start off with a summary. It's not very brief, but it's a summary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ratchet is it.